Extra Test Part 1 Extract 3 You will hear two literature teachers talking about the reasons why paper books are better than e-books. Now look at questions 5 and 6. Last week, the book industry released figures showing that e-book sales were down so far this year, while print remained relatively steady. It goes without saying print books have pages that are nice and soft to the touch. Paper makes reading physically pleasurable. Reading an e-book, on the other hand, feels like using an ATM. And after staring at a computer screen at work all day, how relaxing is it to curl up at home and stare at another screen? A study reported in The Guardian last year found that readers using a Kindle were less likely to recall events in a mystery novel than people who read the same novel in print. So if you want to do things like follow plots and acquire information, print is the way to go.
Print books are yours for life. The books you bought in college will still be readable in 50 years. Do you really think that in 10 years your e-reader or book reading watch or virtual reality goggles will work with today's e-books? That beat-up copy of Catcher in the Rye on your bookshelf takes you back to sophomore years in high school. The selected poems of Pablo Neruda conjures up memories of late-night dorm roomball sessions. The food and wine-stained Lonely Planet Greece brings back that trip through the Greek Isles. A Kindle is just a Kindle.
Yes, I agree. Moreover, print books are great to share. There's nothing quite like putting a book into a friend's hand and saying, "You've got to read this." You can write in the margins of a print book, dog-ear the important pages, and underline the key sentences with a pencil. E-books often allow the digital equivalents of these acts, but they just aren't the same. There is a link between physical gestures and cognition. The things we do to print books seems to help us to understand and remember better. Print books have jackets, so people know what other people are reading, which makes reading a community-building act. A bus full of people with print books is a snapshot of what is on a town or a city's minds, as well as a collection of ideas for what you should read next. A bus full of people reading e-books is just a lot of people staring at devices. Some of the practical advantages of going digital are obvious. A portable little e-reader can carry an entire library wherever you go, which is great for travellers or those who always want a choice of reading material. On the other hand, research has been stacking up to show that reading on paper has a number of benefits too. Plus, there's the nostalgia factor. Some people absolutely love the look, smell and feel of the classical book held in the hand, and such people may not want to give up the sensory experience of reading from a paper book. If the recipient of your gift is someone who is adventurous when it comes to gadgets, but otherwise doesn't read much using traditional books, giving the gift of an e-reader can be a life-changing experience for them. Last week, the book industry released figures showing that e-book sales were down so far this year, while print remained relatively steady. It goes without saying print books have pages that are nice and soft to the touch. Paper makes reading physically pleasurable. Reading an e-book, on the other hand, feels like using an ATM. And after staring at a computer screen at work all day, how relaxing is it to curl up at home and stare at another screen? A study reported in The Guardian last year found that readers using a Kindle were less likely to recall events in a mystery novel than people who read the same novel in print. So if you want to do things like follow plots and acquire information, print is the way to go.
Print books are yours for life. The books you bought in college will still be readable in 50 years. Do you really think that in 10 years your e-reader or book reading watch or virtual reality goggles will work with today's e-books? That beat-up copy of Catcher in the Rye on your bookshelf takes you back to sophomore years in high school. The selected poems of Pablo Neruda conjures up memories of late-night dorm roomball sessions. The food and wine-stained Lonely Planet Greece brings back that trip through the Greek Isles. A Kindle is just a Kindle.
Yes, I agree. Moreover, print books are great to share. There's nothing quite like putting a book into a friend's hand and saying, "You've got to read this." You can write in the margins of a print book, dog-ear the important pages, and underline the key sentences with a pencil. E-books often allow the digital equivalents of these acts, but they just aren't the same. There is a link between physical gestures and cognition. The things we do to print books seems to help us to understand and remember better. Print books have jackets, so people know what other people are reading, which makes reading a community-building act. A bus full of people with print books is a snapshot of what is on a town or a city's minds, as well as a collection of ideas for what you should read next. A bus full of people reading e-books is just a lot of people staring at devices. Some of the practical advantages of going digital are obvious. A portable little e-reader can carry an entire library wherever you go, which is great for travellers or those who always want a choice of reading material. On the other hand, research has been stacking up to show that reading on paper has a number of benefits too. Plus, there's the nostalgia factor. Some people absolutely love the look, smell, and feel of the classical book held in the hand, and such people may not want to give up the sensory experience of reading from a paper book. If the recipient of your gift is someone who is adventurous when it comes to gadgets, but otherwise doesn't read much using traditional books, giving the gift of an e-reader can be a life-changing experience for them. That's the end of part one.